Cher doesn't actually sound like that if you talk to her. Her voice is being modified by a tool called Auto-Tune, which has really become a sound that's prevalent in hip-hop and all kinds of pop music. But is this tool applicable to, say, newscasters and newsmakers?
It's not what your country can do for you. For you. What your country can do for you. For you.
No, you're not listening to the lost Kennedy tapes there. JFK as an auto-tune object. But what about Katie Couric? People have problems with her anchoring, but does she have a future in music?
Paint chippings and old pesticides may be buried inside. Raising the levels of lead in the soil. The tests are inexpensive and some local health departments do them for free.
Even for a kill out chip, Katie Couric. What you're listening to, though, now in the JFK example and the Katie Couric example is the artistry of Evan and Michael Gregory, both musicians and producers. They're here in the studio using Auto-Tune, this hip-hop voice modifier kind of program which allows voices to be compressed and expanded to fit into rhythmic categories and make them more musical. You've turned them into a whole context-free news source here. I don't know whether to applaud you or to, you know, basically shoot you on sight.
Yeah, maybe we're coming to the wrong place.
It's fascinating what you've done. I actually love listening to JFK doing that. What sorts of other examples have you done, and what sort of fun does this represent? Because some of your videos have actually gone viral and have done pretty well in terms of making their way into the zeitgeist.
The most fun speech example for me was Martin Luther King, because as a reverend, he already had a very lyrical voice. So he was almost already reciting songs and melodies.
So Michael did some work on the I Have a Dream speech and turned it into this anthem. That's gotten a lot of attention online as well. But the video that really went viral for us was the very first one in which we featured Katie Couric, who has this amazing natural voice, and she ended up singing this refrain with our other brother, Andrew, and I think a lot of people were amazed at what you could really do with this software.
Where did you get the idea of doing this, and why did you think Auto-Tune would work for something like this?
I spent some late nights producing some pop records, and over time I just realized how powerful the software was. People have been using this for over a decade now, but after a while I was using it to take people's melodies and turning them into harmonies with themselves. And I realized that you could probably do that with speaking voices too.
So it's sort of taking it beyond a soundbite. I mean, the mission of a soundbite is to get into your brain and to determine the story, even if it's simplistic. This takes it to a whole different level.
That's right. So you have some news clip that maybe the broadcaster wants you to remember. Well, we're using tools from the musical trade where we have catchy melodies. Of course, you can't get those out of your head. When you put those together, you have something really powerful.
So we gave you an example, Evan and Michael Gregory, of our show. And I'm wondering, first of all, before we hear the clip, any sort of assessment of whether the voices on this program lend themselves to auto-tuning?
Yeah, very much so. We were quite impressed. We didn't spend too much time on it. We just wanted to give you the raw take, and
or take away, as the case may be.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. we found your voices to be very tunable.
Now, are you sure about that? Because I listened to this and I thought we actually sucked pretty bad. But here, listen. This is the takeaway as envisioned in Auto-Tune by the Gregory brothers.
And in the headlines, Iran's Guardian Council says it's prepared to recount the disputed votes from last week's presidential election. The council is Iran's supreme legislative body. I mean,
the youngest son of Kim Jong-il reportedly visited China last week for secret meetings with the Chinese leader. Chinese leader, secret meetings, secret meetings.
Well, I think I should be singing backup to Femi, number one. But number two, it seems like we're talking too fast, and it's actually a little bit of a problem for the Auto-Tune software.
Well, I think what you find is that you're talking at a normal pace, but once you apply that to a melody, of course, you talk, and you, when you are talking, you speak words much more quickly than you would ever choose to sing them. So for us to fit in your news report into the context of some kind of R&B melody does involve kind of squeezing some things in.
It seems to me this one using actual members of Congress who tend to blather on endlessly is a real challenge. How have you done with the congressional leaders?
We have to pick and choose with footage. For example, lettuce regulation, spa regulation always works better than
Yeah, so I think you'll find that we use some conventions from, say, the hip-hop genre, where a lot of times you have very quick delivery of lyrics and rapping, that kind of thing. So we've used some of those audio engineering techniques to squeeze in their speaking.
All right, so that explains why Newt Gingrich, okay, and Representative Jay Inslee, Democrat from Washington, and your character that you've created, Angry Gorilla, are all here in this example.
This bill actually has the Secretary of Energy regulating jacuzzis. Now the idea strikes me as close to being nuts.
I agree, I'm an angry gorilla, and that makes me angry.
The only jacuzzis this will regulate will have to produce 2,500 megawatts of energy.
So you've got Newt Gingrich, your character Angry Gorilla, and they're talking about jacuzzi regulations, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this was part of a larger debate about energy regulation, and Newt Gingrich had found this one part in the bill that he was very angry about. He thought it was much too specific to be dealing with what he found were jacuzzis in the bill. Jay Inslee, of course, is defending. And then Angry Gorilla was our own insertion to kind of highlight the heated emotions taking place.
Well, as you can see, and you guys are studio guys, we only got like that much time left, all right? So the quick question for you is, how does this get beyond play and actually helps to seriously underscore an event? Evan and Michael?
I think we don't have a huge agenda here, but our main idea is that we want to highlight some of the absurdities that take place in the news
cycle.
And
highlight you have, and it's definitely fun to listen to. Evan Gregory, Michael Gregory, thanks so much.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Auto-tune the news.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.